The Mishnayos are in the middle of discussing a dispute with many different ramifications between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. First, we'll summarize the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that we have seen, together with a couple of details that will become clearer in this Mishnah, and then we'll summarize the opinion of the Chachomim. The minimum size that a nega needs to be in order to become tomei as tzaras is the size of a bean. And if there is a nega that is the minimum size, and it spreads slightly, it becomes larger, but then part of the nega that was there from the beginning disappears. So although overall the nega is still at least the size of a bean, the part of the nega that was there originally, right from the beginning, is now smaller than that minimum size. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it works like this. If there is any feature on the nega that would define it as tzara'as, then we view this nega as being a continuation of the original nega. So for example, if the overall size of the nega is larger than a bean, even if the original part of the part of the nega that was there from the beginning is smaller, if overall it is larger, that means that the size of the nega has expanded. That is a feature that considers the nega to be tzara'as. Or, as we're about to see in this Mishnah, if a healthy patch of skin, or if there are white hairs that develop anywhere in that nega, that is a feature that would make the nega into tzara'as, and in such a case, we would view the nega as being a continuation of the original nega. However, if there are no features that would define the nega as being definite tzara'as, and that would mean that the overall size of the nega is exactly the same as it was originally, and none of the other features developed in the nega, then we no longer consider it to be a continuation of the original nega, the significance of the original nega is totally forgotten, and we would view the nega as a new nega. Right now it's the minimum size, so we would view it as if it's the first examination, and the kohen would tell that person to be by himself for a week and return for another examination at the end of that week. And everything we just described is true even if all of the nega that was there from the beginning disappeared, and now the only part of the nega that is remaining is the part that developed later on. Even in that case, if a feature that would define it as definite tzara'as exists, then according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be considered like the original nega continuing. Now, according to the Chachomim, it's slightly more complicated, and it depends on when exactly during the procedure of examining the nega we're talking about. In general, according to the Chachomim, we would always view the nega that is here right now as being a continuation of the original nega, even if less than the minimum size exists of the original nega. That is to say, the part of the nega that was there from the beginning. And therefore, if, for example, the overall size of the nega is exactly the same, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, it is no longer considered to be a continuation of the original nega, and we would view this as the first examination of that nega, according to the Chachom, it is considered to be a continuation, and therefore, if it's the end of the first week, for example, then the Kohen would tell the person to go be by himself for another week, and if at the end of that week nothing has changed, then according to the Chachomim, it's considered to be the end of 2 weeks of having the nega without any features that would make it into tzara'as, and therefore the nega would be declared as tahar, pure. That having been said, in a case where a nega has already been confirmed and defined as pure by the Kohen, which means that a person had a nega without any of the features for 2 weeks, and therefore the Kohen told him that you are pure. And then what occurs is that the nega spreads, it expands in size, and then part of the nega that was there from the beginning disappears. In this case, according to the Chachomim, the part of the nega that spread is not considered to be a continuation and a part of the part of the nega that was there from the beginning. We view these two as separate negoyim, almost. One has already gone through a procedure of 2 weeks and it's been defined as pure. So we view that nega in and of itself, and indeed, if it will develop a feature that would define it as tzara'as, so it would become tzara'as. But we do not combine it, and we do not view it as being a part of the rest of the nega that is right next to it. Begins the Mishnah. Baheres kagris, if there is a nega that is as bright as snow, this is one of the four shades of white that a nega can be, and this is just an example that the Mishnah chooses to talk about, and the size of the nega is kagris, the size of a bean, which is the minimum amount that a nega could be tzara'as. And we're discussing a scenario where the nega has already existed on his body for 2 weeks, and he's been to the Kohen 3 times, once at the beginning, once at the end of the first week, once at the end of the second week. And since it remained the same without developing any features of tzara'as, the Kohen has already defined the nega as being tahar, pure. Afterwards, however, uposok agris, the nega expands by the amount of a bean. So now overall the nega is the size of two beans, and this is a sign that the nega is considered sara'as, and therefore even though the 2 weeks have passed and it was originally declared to be pure, he is obligated to return to the kohen, and the kohen would define this nega as sara'as, and he would become a definite metzora. Meanwhile, noldol apisyo michyo iser lavan, a healthy patch of skin or two white hairs develop in the part of the nega that is new, the part that's spread and expanded. And then, v'holcha lo ha'oim, all of the nega that was there from the beginning disappeared, and we are left with only the part of the nega that developed later on. And inside of that nega that we have remaining are features that would define it as tzara'as. Rabbi Akiva metameh, Rabbi Akiva rules this as tomei, and what Rabbi Akiva means is as follows. We mentioned that according to Rabbi Akiva, a nega is considered to be a continuation of the original nega only if there is a feature that defines it as tzara'as. In this case, although the nega was already confirmed to be tzara'as when it spread, right now it is exactly the same size overall that it was originally. So although it's true that it was already confirmed to be tzara'as, but now that it is the same exact size as it was originally, it could be that it's no longer going to be considered the same nega as it was originally. However, this is not the case, because there are other features that define this nega as tzara'as. It developed white hairs, it developed a healthy patch of skin, and therefore we are still able to view it as the original nega. And of course it is tomei, and it's viewed as if it's a nega that had a feature that defines it as tzara'as, and now an additional feature defines that same nega as tzara'as. Right now, although it no longer is larger than it was originally, but it has different features that define it as tzara'as, and it's all considered to be the same nega. The Chachom Omrim, but the Chachomim say that since the original part of the nega that was there from the beginning is no longer there, we must view the new part of the nega as Teirah Batechila. We view it as a new nega from the beginning. And this new nega has features that define it as tzara'as. It has developed a patch of healthy skin or two white hairs. So it will be considered tzara'as in and of itself. And the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim is that according to the Chachomim, this person is considered to have gone through two negoim. The original nega spread in size before it had disappeared, and he was confirmed to be a metzora based on that. And now there is a sort of new nega that we see in and of itself, once the part of the nega that was there from the beginning disappeared. It's considered to be a new nega that has been defined as tzara'as, which means that he'll need to bring two sets of korbanos, two sets of sacrifices, at the end of his period of purification after the tzara'as disappears, because he has gone through two negoyim as opposed to just one, according to Rabbi Akiva. The next Mishnah and a half, until the end of this perek, the end of this chapter, talk about the feature that makes nega into tzara'as of two white hairs developing in that nega. And we've already seen, that is learnt from the Pesukim, that only if the two white hairs grow, or at least they turn white after the nega existed, only then would the nega become tzara'as based on those two white hairs. The language of the Torah implies that the nega is actually what causes the hair to turn white. Since the nega weakens the body to a certain extent, that itself causes the hair that grows from that area of the body to be white. Just like the hair that grows from an older, weaker person. And even if that's not the case, the law certainly is that the white hairs must have grown or turned white after the nega developed on the skin. If there is a nega, again, the example the Mishnah always uses is the nega that is as bright as snow, baheres, and it is the size of half a bean, so it's smaller than the minimum size necessary to be a nega, to be tzara'as. The truth is, if it's too small, it's not even considered to be a nega. And at the moment, there are no white hairs growing from it. And then, next to it, an additional nega develops that itself is the size of half a bean. So altogether, now we have a nega that is the minimum size, uvosara achas, and one white hair develops afterwards in that nega. Harizel haskir, the kohen would rule the person needs to be by himself for a week and return at the end of that week, because there is only one white hair, and only if there are two white hairs would it be a feature that would define it as tzara'as. Next case, baheres kachatzigris uvosara achas. if there is a baheres, a nega that is the size of half a bean, and one white hair develops in that nega, and then noldo baheres kachatzigris uvosara achas, an additional nega grows right next to it, it expands in size by half a bean, so now overall it's the size of a bean, and one white hair develops in the new part of the nega. Once again, Harizel Haskir, the Kohen would rule that he needs to be by himself for a week, and the nega would not be defined as tzara'as, even though there are two white hairs there. The first white hair that grew from the part that was there from the beginning, that grew before there was a nega that was the minimum size. And like we mentioned, a nega that is smaller than the original size is not considered to be a nega at all. So if the white hair developed before it was the minimum size, it's considered to be like a case where the hair was white before there was a nega at all. So in this case, only one of the white hairs grew after there was a nega that was the minimum size, and that's not sufficient. Next case, baheres kachatzigris uvoshte sares, if there is a nega that is the size of half a bean, and two white hairs grow from that nega. Once again, since the nega is too small at the moment, both of these hairs are considered to be like hairs that developed before there was a nega. So even if noldo baheres kachatzigris, an additional part of the nega grew next to it, uvosara achas, and one white hair grew from that nega afterwards, harizel haskir, the person will be told to be by himself for a week, and it would not be defined as tzara'as at this based on the white hairs, because only one of these white hairs developed after there was a nega that was the minimum size. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Baheres kachatzigris ve'ein bo klum, if there is a nega that is the size of half a bean, and there are no white hairs that have developed from this nega, then noldo baheres kachatzigris, a nega grew right next to it, it developed right next to it, it was also the size of half a bean, so overall now there is a nega that is the minimum size, uvoshte sares, and then two hairs grew from that new part of the nega. These two hairs became white after there was a minimum size of a nega, and therefore harizel hachlit, in this case the nega would be defined as definite tzara'as, and he would be a metzora, who is defined as a definite metzora. Mepnesha omru, because the chachom said, and this is really an explanation of the last mishnah and a half, in baheres kodmo ser lovon, if the nega was there before the two white hairs developed, then tomei, the nega would become tome as tzara'as based on those two white hairs. But vim serlovan kodom le baheres, if the two white hairs were there before the nega was there, or even before the minimum size of the nega was there, tohar, then the nega would be pure. This would not be a feature that would define the nega as tzara'as. The Mishnah ends off now with a sort of introduction to the next perek, the next chapter, vim sofik. If it is a doubt as to whether the hairs turned white before the nega was there or afterwards, the next perek, the next chapter, is going to discuss a rule that as long as tzara'as hasn't been defined as being definite tzara'as, if we have a doubt, then we consider it to be pure out of doubt. However, in this case, tomei, according to the Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Mishnah, the nega would be considered to be tomei, impure, as tzara'as, out of doubt. And the reason for this is because the likelihood is that the hairs turned white after the nega developed. Hair doesn't generally grow white, whereas a nega is often a cause of the hairs being white, and therefore it is much more likely that the hairs turned white after the nega was there, and that is why, even though this is a doubtful case, we would assume that the hairs developed after the nega was there, and therefore the nega would be tome out of doubt. Verbi Yeshua kia, Rabbi Yeshua did not approve of this ruling, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, since at the end of the day, we are not certain that it is tzara'as. Any case of doubtful tzara'as is ruled leniently, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph. Kol Sfeik Negoim, any case where there is a doubt as to whether a nega is considered to be tzara'as or not, tohar, it is ruled as being pure, not as being tzara'as. Chutz mizeh, except for this case that was discussed at the end of the previous perek, the previous chapter, according to the first opinion in that Mishnah, even though it was a case of doubt, it was ruled tome, as we explained, v'oid acher, and there is one more exception, v'ezeh, what is that additional exception? Mishehoi sobe baheres kagris, If somebody had a nega on his body that was the size of a bean, this gira, and the kohen told him to be by himself for a week and return for an examination at the end of that week, b'sof shavua, at the end of that week, when he returned to the kohen, v'harehi kasela, it is the size of a sela coin, which is much larger than a bean. Sofik shehihi, there is a doubt whether it's the same nega. Sofik she'achres bo tachteho, but there is also a chance that it's a different nega that developed in its place. That is to say, it could be that the original nega disappeared in the middle of that week, and a new nega developed, but not, it didn't start from the same place as it was originally. It started next to it at some point. The nega right now is much larger. So at somewhere within that nega it started, and it spread until it spread over the area that the original nega had been. And now it's a very large nega. So we have no way of knowing that the original nega didn't possibly just disappear, and this is a different nega. The Mishnah says that out of doubt, Tomei, we would consider the person Tomei. That is to say, we assume that the original nega did not disappear, in which case the nega which is there now is the original nega that spread. And the spreading, the expanding of a nega in size is a feature that defines it as tzara'as. And even though there is a possibility that the original nega disappeared and a new nega developed and just spread, we do not go with that possibility. And the reason for this is based on a principle called chazaka. Chazaka states that if something is in a particular state and it's unknown whether that changed, we assume that it did not change until proven otherwise. And therefore, based on the principle of chazaka, we assume that the nega that was there originally did not disappear. We've got two possibilities in front of us. Either we assume that the nega remained there, just that it spread, or we assume that it disappeared and a new nega developed in its place. The rule of chazaka says that we should assume that the nega did not disappear because since we know that it was there originally, we assume that it remained there. Now, it should be noted that it could very well be that the entire rule that in general a doubtful case of tzaras is ruled leniently as being pure is also based on the principle of chazaka. Since the person until now was pure and he didn't have a nega, so he has a chazaka, a previous status of being pure and of not being a metzora. In order to change that, we need to be certain that tzaras developed. And that's why if there's only a doubt as to whether he has tzaras or not, it is not considered to be tzaras out of doubt. Mishnah Beis, Hechalito B'Sera Lovon, if a Kohen defined a Nega as being certain Tzara'as based on the fact that two white hairs developed from that Nega, and the person went away, and meanwhile, Holach Sera Lovon, the two white hairs disappeared, V'Chozar Sera Lovon, and two other white hairs returned, or two other hairs turned white, V'Chein B'Michya, or if a healthy patch of skin developed in the middle of that nega instead of the white hairs that were there, or if the nega spread in size. So originally there was the nega was defined as tzaras based on one feature, and then that feature disappeared, and now the nega has a different feature that is a reason for the nega to be tzaras. But chila, whether this occurs after the person was defined as being tomei, after the nega was being defined as tzaras, at the first examination, that means that the first examination, already at that point, he had two white hairs growing from the nega, and the Kohen defined it as tzara'as, and then the two white hairs disappeared, and it was replaced with another feature that considers it tzara'as, or the sof shavua rishon, or if the nega was defined as tzara'as at the end of the first week when he was examined by a Kohen again, the sof shavua sheni, or at the end of the second week, lachar ha'ptur, or if the two white hairs developed after the person was considered to be pure, after 2 weeks passed, but then two white hairs developed, so he returned to the Kohen and he was defined tomei, after that occurred, then the two white hairs disappeared, and a new feature was there in the same nega, the Mishnah says, Hari Kamosha Hoysa, we view this as the same nega, and right now there is a feature to consider the nega to be tomei still, but we do not view this as a new nega with a new reason to make him tomei. It's considered to be the same nega, and he will only need to bring one set of korbanos, one set of sacrifices, at the end of his period of being a metzora. Likewise, hechalito b'michya, if the Kohen defined the nega as being tzaras at the beginning based on a healthy patch of skin, and afterwards, v'holcha michya, the patch of healthy skin disappeared, v'chozra michya, and then a different patch of healthy skin developed later on, v'chem ser lovon v'pisyoin, or instead of that, two white hairs developed on the nega, or the nega spread. Whether he became a mitzora, meaning that the nega was confirmed as being tzara'as, but chila at the first time that he was examined, b'sof shavua rishon, or at the examination at the end of the first week, b'sof shavua sheni, at the examination at the end of the second week, lachar p'tur, or at an examination that occurred after the 2 weeks already passed and he was declared to be pure. Once again, we don't view this as a new nega, Hari Kamesha Haisa, we view it as being the same nega as was there originally. Third example, Echlita Bapisyain, if the nega was confirmed as being tzaras based on the fact that it expanded in size, Holacha Pisyain, and then the expansion of the nega disappeared, and it was the same as it was originally, V'chazar Pisyain, but then later on, the expansion of the nega returned, it expanded in size again, V'chem Biser Lovon, or two white hairs developed in it. And the same would apply if a patch of healthy skin develops in it. If the person was confirmed as being a Matsuira as a result of the Nega expanding at the end of the first week, or at the end of the second week, or after the 2 weeks already passed, Harihi Kamesha Haisa, once again, we view the Nega that is there now as being the same original Nega, even if the features of that Nega have changed.